Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Body and the Beast podcast. Coming straight into your ears for the next few hours are your awesome hosts, Dan Meredith and Jamie Alderton.
Hello, folks, and welcome to another episode of the Body and the Beast. I am your body, Jamie Alderton.
And I am your beast, Dan Meredith.
Mr. Meredith, how are you?
I am surprisingly chipper, Mr. Alderton. Obviously, it's been a few weeks of graft at this end, but the new book is, I'm going to say, 95% done. I'm on the final edits and tweaks now and just kind of putting in the thank yous and the kind of little, the sort of final few pages. So I'm very excited about that. Coming to the end of the sort of period of time that I took off of social media, been using that creative energy wisely. And yeah, it's been it's definitely been something useful to do. You know, I love social. I really enjoy interacting with people. You know, I wouldn't be friends with you if it wasn't for social media. But, you know, that creative energy that I was putting into, you know, external stuff, you know, I realized I needed to turn it internal. And there's a good lesson for all of you there. You know, there's a sort of finite pot of energy and resources and time, and to be honest, creativity as well. So it was good to turn that inwardly, and it was very, very useful. Plus, I wanted to sort of say for those of you who listened to the last episode, no rage today due to technology. So I have gone to the Apple store and they fixed all of the problems which had accumulated in the background unbeknownst to me. So for those of you who listened to the last podcast and thought I was absolutely losing my shit, well, I was. But yeah, apologies for the turbo rant at the start of this one, but far calmer, relaxed, tech is my friend today.
And it's quite apt because today is number six of our seven deadly sins, and that's anger. Anger, Mr. Meredith. What do you think of that?
Do you know what? It's a really good topic. I remember doing a training, and it was, I used to do these little month-long trainings and week-long trainings called Grits back in the day. Me and you did one. I think it must have been about 2017. We did our version of it. And one of them I did was called Grit Red, and it was talking about harnessing negative emotions to create positive change. And I'm someone who had probably suppressed anger at points. I know a lot of people do. Anger in itself, if used correctly, can be a really powerful force for change. It can actually help you get a lot of shit done. If it's not channeled correctly and you don't have an ability to kind of sort of modulate it and process it. And for me, as I said on a previous podcast, like learn to sit with it. You know, why are you angry? What's pissing you off? You know, actually kind of break down some of the reasons why you're fucked off. It can obviously manifest itself in some quite, you know, negative situations. You can say things, you can do things that sometimes you can't undo. And once it's done, you obviously have to deal with those consequences. So anger in itself, I don't think is bad per se, but how you use it can be done in a positive or a negative way. And I've learned to use anger along with things, you know, like frustration, disappointment, sometimes sadness, as actually markers. You know, they are thoughts and feelings. You know, they're not permanent. They're not here to stay. You know, we're not permanently happy or sad or angry or peaceful. You know, we're up and down because we're human beings. But I've noticed when something keeps getting me angry, something keeps fucking me off, it's getting on my tits, then I really have two choices. I can either accept it and just that's what it is and I have to just deal with that, or I use it as a signpost for change. And that's how I try and use it now. And it's a bit like rocket fuel in a way. It's incredibly powerful if you use it in the right way, because if you are angry at maybe your situation or your bank balance or where you are in life or, you know, whatever it may be that's really pissing you off, if you take time to sort of break it down and reflect on it, like I said just a moment ago, you can use that as a really good vehicle for change. You know, if you are really angry at where you are or where something is, then that is a real powerful transformational tool, I find.
Yeah. First couple of things that come into my mind when it comes to anger is, firstly a quote, and of course, you know, I like my quotes, but they've helped me through a lot of life. And it is, you can't see your reflection in boiling water. Mm. And it's so true that when you become angry, you don't become rational. And in order to normally sort the problems out that anger causes, you need to be in a good state of mind. So you completely lose that and you go into this kind of chimp mode and you just go primal on people. And that's absolutely fine from time to time because, of course, there is reasons behind your anger. But it's very interesting because most of the time when anger shows its head, it's because you're looking for relief from something. And one of the problems that I find with anger and people expressing it for relief is blame. And a lot of people, and you'll see this day to day, you'll see somebody who will literally write an essay and has probably committed 2 to 3 hours of their time on social media, arguing with a stranger, trying to get their point across, trying to prove that they're right in the hope that that person will reply back and go, do you know what? I've taken on comment everything that you said. And you're right. I don't think whenever I get the popcorn out and read through message wars that there ever becomes two people in agreement.
Is that a guilty pleasure of yours as well? Because I got to be honest, there's sometimes you'll see a thread and it's got like an above amount of comments and you just see people absolutely losing their shit. And before I know it, I'm looking at two, three, four, however many involved strangers, just absolutely going fucking wild in the comments, especially. And then I go on some like weird little sleuthing things, or then I'll be like clicking on their profile, seeing what they're about. Like I'm interested in them now because I'm like, you are absolutely losing your mind.
But here's the interesting thing. I'm going to say a random percentage here because it, you know, anything above the 90 normally says that it's more. 98.5% of people,
very specific,
Mr. Meredith.
Jamie, very specific.
Yeah. But a high majority of people, when they do click on their profile, they do not have any profile picture. They don't have any content. They don't actually have any value on social media, on that platform that they've given to the world, other than a piece of their mind. And it always makes me think of how long or how many hours that they've spent arguing with somebody. And of course, using that energy to get relief and to get their point across, how much of that energy could have been spent actually bettering their lives, actually doing something for those couple of hours that actually gets them further in life, not exactly the same place that they currently are now. Because that's the reality. When you do become angry and when you do channel that energy incorrectly, what ends up happening is that you might get that relief from that anger temporarily, but you're in the same place. You're exactly in the same place that you were many, many hours before. And it just kind of makes you think, well, if you're not, you know, if you get that relief from anger now, it's only going to be a matter of time before it comes back because you haven't actually solved the problem, which you are trying to solve through arguing with strangers on the internet. Mm-hmm. And it's always the way that, as you said, channeling anger is so important, but it requires you to pause for a sec. And this is the thing which a lot of people fail to do. And it's understanding that you can't choose how you feel about something or how, you know, when something happens to you, you're going to get those normal responses. You know, you're going to go into that flight or fight. You're going to be like, you know, if somebody says something horrible about me online, my instant reaction, instant human tendencies is go fuck them up. How fucking dare you speak about me like this? But then it's pause and then it's breathe. And it's like, cool, I'm feeling frustrated now. I'm feeling angry. What's the best use of this energy right now that I'm experiencing? And of course, I've had plenty of practice with this because I've been on social media for over a decade.
The amount of shit I've seen you get. Like I saw, again, obviously we're going to the specific, you did obviously, I remember seeing a post on, I think it was Remembrance Day. And, you know, you know, a very, I think, well-written post. It was balanced. It was, you know, interesting. But I saw, you know, obviously me and you are, you know, really, really close friends. You know, obviously we tend to see each other's, you know, that's how it works on social media. You tend to see each other, your good friends' content, those you interact with a lot. And, you know, lots of positive ones, obviously, but also lots of, not lots of, but a handful of really fucking toxic, you know, aggressive comments. And I could understand and empathize why some of them were saying what they were saying, but it was like they totally missed the point of what you were trying to get across. And my reaction as your friend was wanting to have a fucking fight on your behalf. And I was like, and I think you addressed it really well in the end there, but it is just someone reacting to something. There's literally seen something, heard something, something's happened to you, whatever it is, instant reaction. There was no pause. It was those fucking thumbs dropped it down a gear and they're in fucking full turbo.
Yeah. That post, which, you know, it's interesting how you said that. And this is, once again, another response from, I've had a lot of practice for this. Now, the post that I post up on Remembrance Day as a, you know, ex-soldier, very proud mm-hmm. of remembering fallen heroes, should be remembered every year, but, you know, we really focus on a few days over Remembrance Day and Remembrance Sunday. But I posted the same thing, exact same thing that I've posted the last 4 years, which does incredibly well. Mm-hmm. But because of what's going on in the world at the moment, the things that I was speaking about within that could be seen a different way based on what's going on currently. So me put, you know, I saw, when I see a balance sometimes of negative and positive, and sometimes mm-hmm. maybe more negative, it wasn't necessarily that the post was negative and my intentions were good. You know, they were good intentions, but one of the things that I decided to do after about half an hour of the post is change the copy, completely change the copy and not focus on getting people to picture something to have a perspective, but more just to focus on the day.
Yep.
And, you know, I had a couple of messages from people saying, why did you change that? Why did you change that? And I said, because I have a mission and it is to leave people better when they find my content. And looking at the comments, there were certain individuals, whether you agree with them or not, that were not feeling better with that post. Mm. So if I can take the hit of going, yeah, okay, cool. I'll change the copy. You might still not be happy with it, but at least I can understand where you are coming from. And happily, you know, this kind of post, which I love, and it's been created with a picture of Keanu Reeves. And the quote is, sometimes when somebody argues that 1 + 1 = 3, your response is, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Because life is too short for arguments with people who don't matter. And it was along that lines, whereas it's like, cool, I'm feeling a little bit disturbed this Saturday, the fact that I've got to read basically this toxic comments from people who totally didn't understand my post. Or I could just change the post, go, do you know what? You're right. I'm wrong. I've changed it. We'll get on our way. And actually just give them the power to do it so I can have a happy life and carry on. And that's really, for me, that thing of going, cool, how do I change this emotion? And it's, of course, reducing down your ego. And actually sometimes putting your hand up and going, yeah, I fucked up. Cool. I'll own that. That's fine. I made a mistake. And, you know, a lot of people with their ego go, no, I'm not apologizing for that. You know, I'm not a person who should apologize for that. And I get this whole kind of cancel culture and people saying they want apologies and everything else like that. But at the end of the day, I'm in a good mental place.
Yes.
Okay. And I've always said this before, if I have to say or do something that makes somebody feel a little bit better so I can just have peace of mind, then yeah, there you go. Doesn't make me any weaker. It makes me actually continuing to be the person that I am. Mm-hmm. It makes you feel better, but then once again, you haven't changed your situation because you're just going to get angry with somebody else tomorrow. And it's that empathy of understanding that if somebody who shouts hate normally needs a lot of help.
Yeah.
So, you know, when I always have this analogy with anger of going that everyone is drowning in some way. They're drowning in debt. They're drowning in problems,
stress,
in their life.
Unhappiness. Yeah. Yeah. Not health. Good health. All sorts. There's, you know, it doesn't matter. And I will say this. It doesn't matter how, you know, successful you are in whatever part of life you're doing well at. You are allowed to be angry. You're allowed to get pissed off. And it is perfectly normal to see things and hear things and have things done to you that fuck you off. That is fine. But like you said there, it's that response. Sometimes it is your fault. And sometimes you have done something wrong, said something wrong, posted something wrong, you know, not fulfilled something you said you were going to do. And the anger that you're getting back to you can be your fault. Okay. And in that case, like I said, you're natural. Even most people, when they get, you know, attacked, they'll want to push back to a degree or defend themselves. But like you said there, sometimes you're like, yep, yeah, they are right. And you did fuck up. But sometimes you could put something out there or say something or do something with the best possible fucking intentions. You do not wish to hurt anyone. You have no desire to do anything but, you know, make someone think or smile or influence in some way. And it just pisses someone off. And then they are getting their rage on. And do you know what? That's okay. Because what I found as well is when a lot of people, and it's not, you know, many, I feel very fortunate, not had too much shit, obviously not as big a social following as yourself. But when someone is angry, it's often not the thing that I have done or created or said. There's things in the background that are really fucking them off. And when you just understand some of the days when you get fucked off or pissed off with people, and actually, you know, maybe you haven't slept well, maybe you had an argument with your partner or a friend, or maybe something at work's gone wrong, or you've lost a project or a deal or whatever it may be, okay? Oftentimes that anger is just a manifestation of other shit that is going on, and just understand that you are dealing with a human being who has the same wants, needs, issues, desires, all kinds of stuff as you, give or take. We all want similar stuff, and they're probably having a fucking bad day.
Yeah, 100%. I always remember this analogy, HALT, or acronym HALT, and it's hungry, angry, lonely, and tired. And it's before you get enraged about something or respond, ask yourself those four things. Are you hungry? I get very fucking hangry. I don't know about you, Dan. If I'm dieting a little bit and that, I turn into an instant asshole if I'm hangry. Like if I'm hungry and then you're asking me stupid questions, I will bite like anything.
Yeah.
I should not be on social media when I'm hungry. That's a really bad. I'll end up having to eat a sandwich and then apologize. and then, okay, so that's hungry. Angry, of course. Are you angry? What are you angry about? You know, delving deep into that. Lonely. Now, lonely is a really interesting one, because one of the things that you are seeking is attention. Mm. And there's different ways of getting attention when you're lonely. When you're lonely, you can, and I would argue that it is a quicker way to get attention, and it's to be negative than positive.
Yeah.
Say, for example, somebody who's got a big following, and you write in the comments a really positive message. The likeliness of them DMing you because of that positive message is what? Zero.
Slim, okay? To zero.
Slim. That you might get a like, you might get a thank you. Yeah. But if I am poisonous in your comment section and I rip you to shreds, I've probably 10x the chances of actually getting your attention. And that's what I want, because I'm feeling lonely. So now, big creator, is regardless of what, you know, regardless of the emotion that they're expressing back, they are paying me attention. So for this little period in time of my life, I feel noticed.
Mm.
And of course, that is the bad way to go around it. But then when you understand from the other end that people are lonely and they're being toxic, not because they hate you, just because they want your attention, because it soothes them for a little bit from their loneliness, you know, and it's just the way that my brain looks at things. I'm like, oh, okay, cool, that's fine. And then of course, tired.
That's my one. You're hungry. That's my one. Tired. If I'm pretty good. I mean, I've got like a, what will you class as a dolphin brain, isn't it? Never really switches off. There's always a bit working, you know. Even with the world's best sleep hygiene and routine, you know. And I've had all this checked, and I've had a sleep coach and all sorts of things. It's like, that's just what my brain does. it is always active. It's always doing things. You know, I'll wake up a good few times during the night, which is fine. I always tend to fall back to sleep. But if I've had, considerably shorter sleep, maybe I, had some, nootropics or caffeine a bit too late, so I don't get as good, good to sleep early, or, sometimes I'm just out late, I'll have like a late dinner and I'll, just can't get a good quality sleep. The next day, if I, if I'm doing my day-to-day job, it doesn't really impact it, but I have to be very mindful the next day if I get anything that would normally send me rocketing. I just have to take a pause and say, you're very tired. You want to be an arsehole right now. Don't, deal with it later. And that's something, the tiredness thing is a big thing. And I see this with a lot of people with, young kids or dependents or carers and stuff like that, because there's such a drain on your energy and your resources. And being tired is a really quick way to get angry, because little things that normally wouldn't piss you off, much like maybe your hangriness, really can go from something quite small, an offhanded comment, a little thing that maybe didn't go your way, is suddenly magnified, and you can just take out all this fucking aggression on that thing.
Yeah, 100%. And this is the thing I always say with regards to tiredness. A lot of people feel that they need to catch up with what's been going on in the world in the evening, because they're like, it's the only time that I have to do it. And I'm like, but it's also the worst time to do it, because you've had a busy day, you might have had a nightmare of the kids, and then suddenly it's not this relief. It's like, what drama has been going on since I've, been away? And then you absorb all of that, and then you get engrossed in it, and then you go to sleep. And here's the thing, what you need to understand about sleep. Sleep is the one thing that sleep does magically is it solidifies all of your memories from the day, and it helps you puzzle things when you're not conscious. So if the last thing every single night is you looking up drama, looking up issues, looking up all the negative shit from the day, and then you're sleeping on that, you're basically saving it to your hard drive, ready to rock and roll the next day. And it's just like, stop fucking doing it. And I always have this, rule. It's like two rules. It's like, there is a big problem in your life if you're on social media after, let's just say, for me, it's 8 p.m. But if you're on social media after 9 p.m., or you're at a cash point at 3 a.m.
Yeah. And for any of you who get that reference, you are a naughty little scamp.
So they are definitely those pause moments, and you're like, okay, what am I doing? And are you going to get a taxi?
Or a taxi to where?
So yeah, exactly. So it's just having those pauses and going, am I hungry? Am I angry? Am I lonely? Or am I tired? And understand that you are doing certain responses because you have certain needs, which, to be honest, the way in which you're responding is not going to give you those needs. If you're hungry and you're arguing, that's not going to make you less hungry. If you're angry and then you're arguing, I don't know how that works. It's just like, you're angry, so you're angry at people, and then you feel less angry. No, like, it's this kind of thing of going, cool, like waking up on the, they all say, you got out of the wrong side of bed, and then you're like, and everyone I met today was an arsehole. And you're just like,
were you the arsehole, maybe?
Did you not notice everyone is like an arsehole because you've been an arsehole first? So yeah, anger does not help you resolve the anger. Loneliness, of course, a lot of us tend to. And I think it's weird that, I've got a four-year-old son, and when he likes a girl, he's not nice to her. He's nasty to her.
But that's how all kids were. I mean, I remember there was a, you just kind of like, oh, girls are rubbish. And you just go up to them and just like, almost like troll them. I remember there was a girl called Charlotte who I had a crush on when I was just like, I think I was about 9, maybe 10, something like that. You don't know how to deal with, people full stop, let alone the opposite sex. And it wasn't anything, there was nothing there. Obviously, it was just, I liked her, but by thinking, I remember just like trolling her and being mean. And I think I threw a goalkeeper glove at her once when she was walking past, like, you know, just silly stuff to get her attention, just like absolute nonsense. Whereas before I was just nice as pie because you don't know how to do it. And it's such a fun little thing that kids do.
Yep. But also I don't think that actually we grow out of that. That's the reality. It's like when we do feel lonely, we try and do horrible things to get attention instead of actually going, just ring somebody, just call somebody. Yep. And actually, you know, tell people I'm feeling a bit lonely right now. And that's like, here's the thing. No one says it. I'm feeling a bit lonely. It's like, cool. Like, it's something that I've been talking about in my group, and actually I think it's probably worthwhile us doing a specific episode on loneliness, because I think it's just something that's not, I don't think it's something that's talked about enough.
And it's endemic, and loads of people suffer from it. And, you know, I do too. I mean, you know, I've gone from careers which were very heavily in person. So whether that be, you know, running my own gym, working in gyms, or sort of being in the corporate space, part of big teams, running big teams, you know, part of a management, there was always lots of people around. And the online thing was a bit of an accident for me. You know, it wasn't, you know, it was, as I said on a previous story, you know, I had an opportunity, or saw an opportunity to be a copywriter. Didn't even know what the fuck it was when I opened my first gym. And I thought, you know, it's basically, it was like, I think it was like $30,000 a year to write an email a day. And I was like, that sounds amazing. That sounds fucking fantastic. So I went for it, because I thought, you know, as many of us do in the sort of fitness space, you know, as in it, you have your down periods and stuff and your slightly quieter times. I thought, well, I can easily bang out an email in an hour. I'll usually have an hour or so gap at some point in the day, every day, and I can easily do that. But the downside of the online space is, obviously, it becomes incredibly easy if you're quite good, you know, especially with the tech advances. You know, me and you right now, we used to record this podcast in your studio. You used to have to come down, or you used to have to come to me. Now we can do this, you know, remotely. We can record really high quality stuff, get it done, fit it around our lives. And, you know, me and you see each other, you know, good, you know, a few times a year at least. But day to day, unless I make an effort, I could go days without seeing anyone. You know, obviously, you know, day to day interacting with people in, you know, shops and restaurants and, you know, anywhere, you know, the gym or something like that. But, you know, I used to be around people all the time, and loneliness is really, really big. And I know today's topic is on anger, but again, you know, I remember myself feeling quite angry a while ago that I was lonely, and I was kind of like, you know, how have I got, you know, all these followers, all these, you know, sort of these, but, you know, in my head, it was a totally wrong way of thinking. So I was thinking, you know, I've got all of these people that, you know, follow me, interact with me, you know, want to pay to spend money with me, calls me, all that kind of stuff, which I'm fucking beyond grateful for. But I was like, day to day, I was on my own. And I was like, it really was starting to piss me off. And again, this is kind of what I said earlier about using that anger correctly. So yeah, I was a bit down about it, but I was definitely angry. I was kind of like, I was angry at, you know, I was just angry, full stop. And then I was angry at myself for letting myself get into that situation and not having done anything sooner. And, you know, I sort of, again, sat with it and thought, well, okay, well, you can stay lonely and stay angry and pissed off and, I don't know, point the finger at fucking whatever or whoever I wanted to do. Or I could use that anger to do something about it. And I made a, you know, I made a conscious effort. You know, I reconnected with, you know, a lot of my old school friends. We're all friends anyway, but I've made a real effort to bring us together, to get us to do stuff, to actually we whilst in the sort of the previous recordings, you know, after having broken my leg and completely fucking destroyed my ankle earlier this year, did a 5K run, which, you know, for some of you listening might be absolutely nothing, but, you know, I was still walking with a limp up until, you know, probably a few months ago, and, you know, didn't know if I'd be able to do it. I've got all my school friends together, like literally all of us came together to do it, you know, and I that was sort of the first thing to do, and I used some of my anger back in the day, and I reached out to people, and I said, look, I haven't seen you for ages, want to spend time together, and it propelled me to make an effort. And honestly, a lot of my business now was born out of, you know, a bit of loneliness and a little bit of sort of anger as well, because I couldn't find anyone else like me. I couldn't find a community of people that I could interact with, work with, learn from. And it's a very entrepreneurial thing. And I was just like, well, fuck it. I'll just do it myself then. I'll do my own thing.
It's understanding that common sense isn't common practice. And, you know, but it is, you know, like it's... Like, people say to me, how do I find my, you know, how do I find my passion? It's like, well, if you're looking for something, you've got to go out and look for it. You haven't got to expect it to fall in your lap. Oh, I'm feeling lonely. Cool. You're going to continue to feel lonely sitting in your flat on the fucking internet. It's like, go out there. Go out there and meet people, do things, you know, get over that fear of things and anger. It's like, how do I become less angry? It's like, stop channeling your negative energy into the wrong things. It's like, why do I keep being angry? It's because you're literally releasing that emotion constantly and it's going nowhere. And now this becomes your habitual default, that when you're angry, that you release it by doing something negative that doesn't help you. And it's only until you become angry and actually channel that energy correctly, firstly, you start to see results from doing that. And secondly, you, funny enough, when you do that, you become a less angry person. And this is from me, who almost got expelled from school because of anger issues, to, you know, like to being one of the most, like, do you ever see me get angry, Dan, in the... No. Goodness, in the 5 years that you've known me and interacted with me and spoken to me, how many times have you seen me get angry with you or with other people?
I don't remember it. The odd moment of frustration or annoyance, but even then it's very tempered.
Yes.
And it's very much a case of, this is where I am. This is frustrating or annoying me, pissed me off a little bit, but this is what I'm doing about it. And that's always something that, you know, I've admired about you, because you are, you know, a very calm individual. And, you know, I think as well, when you do get the ability to control, again, still experience them, still sit with them, again, are they signposts to something that bigger that needs to change? Then yeah, it's still, you know, it's all fine to experience those things. But, you know, one of the things I remember, just going back, because I'm back in the ring now, I've been sparring for the last sort of 10 weeks or so. So I'm really enjoying, you know, getting back to, you know, what I loved doing before, which was boxing, as well as my training. And one of the things that I am relatively quite chill, and I can, was learning to be angry in the right way, because obviously with that, it's a very technical sport and you don't want to lose your shit when you get angry. And when someone's, you know, smacked you in the face, well, you know, sometimes you naturally want to get angry. And you're, you know, I'd fallen foul to that thing before, where I'd, you know, a sparring partner would absolutely smack me around the chops and I'm like, right, you fucker, coming back for you now, and get angry at it. But then actually, that's, you know, and I kind of like unleash a volley of, you know, punches in obviously a controlled environment, and then I'm like, oh no, I'm fucked. And then they turn around and absolutely school me. But that, you know, I found, you know, having an outlet as well for anger, just as a, again, it's a complete sort of side point to what we're talking about, but having a way where you can actually blow off some steam, for me, it is definitely boxing. It is something that it exhausts me. It's an outlet for any, you know, rage or aggression that I may have, has been incredibly useful, as well as talking to people and, you know, shared experiences and talking to others. And you find obviously a lot of people either quite empathetic, or they've been through or experiencing similar shit to yourself. Like, you're not often as alone as you think you are.
Yeah, and it's hard to get angry when you're doing the fucking work. And I think that's the realization. It's like when you're out there, you know, giving it your best in the gym, giving it your best in your business, giving it your best in life, solving problems every day, you know, and actually finishing the day going, do you know what, I put the fucking work in today. You don't have time for anger or frustration, because you're solving problems. And that's the thing, you know, like when we say anger, you know, anger, what's interesting is I'm basically writing my new book, and I was talking about an emotion wheel, and it's actually then going really where that stems from. And anger, a lot of the time, does stem from, you know, boredom, frustration, loneliness, all of these things, which, you know, it's like, yeah, it's the same emotion, but it's channeled from different things. And if you can get down to that root cause of why you're angry, you go, oh, okay, cool. I'm just lonely. I'm just seeking attention. Or I'm just bored. I'm just fucking bored. I'm not used to being bored. I'm used to solving problems and doing shit. You know, it's, then you can go, cool, I now really have got down to the root cause. And I know that really most of these things that need solving are just because I'm not taking action on certain things. And it's just this anger to remind me. It's this little knock on the door in my head going, hey, come on, we need to do shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah. So,
and it's also when you get anger as well, angry, just as a little thing for all of you listening. If you know, you do find yourself getting angry or triggered or wound up or pissed off, you know, I've already spoke earlier about, you know, using that energy as a signpost for something. You know, there's some of the things that I've got really angry about were things that I'd let slip. I should be doing, you know I should be doing, and I haven't been doing them, and it's been useful. Because then I've gone, right, stop being a little fucker and do something about it. But the key thing as well, and this is something that I've had to learn to do, is being aware of being angry, which makes sense. So for me, I mean, it's quite a common response. If I'm really angry, I will find that my chest rises. I'll take a big breath of air. I'll almost like puff myself up a little bit. I can feel my chest popping. And I'm like, what's this? And I literally, and I will, again, come up with your own version. My version is I put my hand out like a, you know, like a police officer doing a traffic stop sort of thing. And I go, stop. And I just try, because I know anything can't, you know, if somebody's said something that's pissed me off, if someone has, you know, done something that's pissed me off, again, you know, think about, I mean, all of us here probably have some form of motor vehicle, give or take. You know, as a biker, you know, people would, you know, I was very mindful not to make people angry, because obviously I'm literally just on a bike and I'm going up against a ton plus of steel. But, you know, I see people, you know, in my car now, you know, I've got quite a big car. I kind of, you know, I'm not a bad driver, but, you know, I do stand out in the road and stuff. And again, like all of us, we occasionally pull out a little bit too soon, or maybe we misjudge it. We are human beings and we make errors. And, you know, I've like honestly, again, I have it that immediate, like, I'm going to fucking kill him. And then you're like, just relax and just calm the fuck down. It's just a moment. It will be past. You know, if that person's cut you up or done something, or, you know, you can go full fruitcake on them. That's not going to end well. That's never going to end well. Or take a moment, pause, take a breath, and then, as you said, just carry on with your fucking day.
All I heard was, don't pull out too soon.
Right. Do you know what? It's nice to know.
I don't know.
It's usually me that comes up with the bit where we say, and that's the end of the podcast today.
Yeah, yeah. I think we'll finish on that. So, yeah. So don't get angry if someone pulls out too soon. I've just made a note of that, Dan, and I will remember that. But for me, ladies and gents, I really hope you enjoyed this this episode of The Body and the Beast. Remember, a quote that's always helped me is, you can't see reflection in boiling water, and it just allows me to settle down, take a look at my reflection, which is very muddled at the moment, and then think about what to do. It's that magical gap. But yeah, our final episode in this series, which we'll be talking about, is sloth, aka laziness. So look forward to that. Forward to that episode, ladies and gents. But hope you enjoyed it. I've been your body, Jay Middleton.
And I've been your beast, Dan Meredith. Take care.